Something's wrong with the morning. If he doesn't call to say hello and ask me what I'm going to do for the rest of the day, and if I need him, and how he needs me when he's all alone, and how something's wrong with the morning when he doesn't phone to say he loves me. Something's wrong with the morning. He never called to say hello. He never called to say goodbye. Or tell me what I was doing wrong, that I was not doing all alone. And something tells me, something's wrong with the
What mic is that? Can you hear yourself?
Hello?
Yep. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Doopy Time. I'm your host, DJ River, bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies for the next hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I have a special guest in the studio with me.
What up? It's Sid, also known as DJ Sid. Host with the most from another coast.
And by other coast, we mean like
Western Massachusetts.
Yes, which is, you know, the west coast of Massachusetts.
Kind of in that way. Kind of like wester than Worcester. Mm. But yeah, happy to be here on WMFO, as always.
Yeah. To talk about the theme of today's show, it's a little different in the sense that so last year around this time I did a show where I was kind of focusing on like the narrative capabilities that a playlist can like present when certain songs are like arranged in a certain way.
Yeah.
Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
So last year I did a set kind of similar to that. It was a letter that I sent to someone. And tonight I wrote a little story.
Wow. Fan fiction.
Yeah. I won't say too much about what this story is about.
Is it dramatic? Is there death?
No death.
Bummer.
But it is, like, temporally located. So, like, each block corresponds to a different point in time.
Wow.
Almost like a timeline.
You're kidding. I mean, do you have any, like, do you have a sell for people who might be interested in the theme? Is it just like temporal in nature,
or
a synopsis maybe,
like, of the story?
Or is it like, no spoilers? Is it too early to say?
Yeah. I think I'll let the listeners figure that out for themselves.
Ugh, I wish you guys had a phone, because I'd totally be like, if you know what the story is, call in.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
Bummer.
But, yeah.
No time like the present.
Yeah. We're actually hopping back in time, currently. We're going back to, October of last year.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. And the first song that we're starting off with, a song that I've been listening to a lot lately. It's Origami Dreams by Christelle Bofale. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but I really like this EP. And the song is ending, so I think we should get to the tunes.
Sounds good.
All right.
Bye. Let's hear it. gone for quite some time. Now you can decide if I look any older, if I stand any taller, if I've seen the sun in weeks, if my voice is deeper, see, I'm a different person.
Hello.
Hello. Whoa.
Okay, there we go. Alright, so you just got done listening to Good Morning by Ralph Castelli. Before that, you're listening to No Longer Waiting by Brittle Stars, a band that we are both familiar with.
Classics.
Only classics here.
Everyone stream their album.
Brittle Stars, released in 2006.
Yeah, by
self-titled.
Brittle Stars. Is there a self-titled track on that one?
I don't think so.
I love like a self-titled track on a
self-titled album.
Yeah. Tallulah Gosh.
But there's a lot of, I feel, pressure to make that song seem as though like it's emblematic of who you are as an artist.
Exactly. You know? Which is why I think everyone should listen to the 1975.
Okay. Would you like to provide any
context, elaboration, or actual selling? No. Okay. No, I just think everyone should listen to the 1975 by the 1975 off their album the 1975, and then listen to the songs that come after that on the same album. not to hijack your whole thing.
Oh no, please. Please feel free to. Let me see. Yeah, but my mom's tuned in.
They're goated.
My mom is not tuned in. You know what?
How are you gonna just check that?
She'll usually text me when she's listening. Oh.
That's dedication right there.
Oh yeah. This time is really rough for her.
Yeah.
But usually like an I don't know.
Yeah, when I had like a 6 to 8, like that was tough for my parents. Like, they're like, that's bedtime.
Yeah.
And honestly, I get it, because 6 to 8 is bedtime, and that's why I gave up on it after that semester. I never went back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna be moving on with our little narrative here. The last three songs you heard were December, November, and October of 2022, respectively. And now we are going to jump ahead to about mid-November of this year.
I think you missed, like...
I skipped a bit.
About 12... Or I think you skipped like a lot of really important months. Like,
I don't think so.
You weren't doing anything in like February.
Well, this is March. This is my story.
April.
No, very, very May, unimportant months June, for me.
Like nothing.
Listen.
Not even one that's like, here's how my spring went.
I'm the storyteller.
Right.
This is my story.
Okay.
And we are you're starting off in the mid-November with I Want to See You by Blood Orange. All right.
Banger.
Let's take a listen.
Oh,
perfect timing.
Yeah, great timing. Sorry, I was really distracted looking at all this stuff out there. There's always so much art and creativity on display in the bathroom walls at WMFO.
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you just got done listening to Knowing Thyself by Sarah Morrison. I was actually listening to this song around the same time period that this song is supposed to represent. I was like, oh my god, that hits way too close to home. Yeah, great song. Then, of course, we're listening to Clumsy by Lorraine from her new album, I Killed Your Dog. Quality album.
Banger title.
Also, Natural by Tanuki Chan and Glow by Alice Phoebe Liu. And now it is time for my court-mandated...
Oh my gosh.
...PSA.
Which one are you thinking of doing?
I think I'm just going to do this one.
What, the fruit one?
Yeah.
No. Do the fruit one. Do the fruit one.
You obviously have an opinion.
I loved the gun one from the last time I was on, but I understand if, like, this isn't, like, a gun-friendly show.
Yeah.
Which no show should be gun-friendly.
No guns in Studio A, everyone. All right. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
The latter.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, spoiler. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Wow.
All right. What'd you think of that last block of music?
I thought it sounded really, really good from the bathroom.
Okay. Right.
And I'm sure it only gets better.
This is true. Yeah. We got a great...
You should open, like, the DJ chat or something. I feel like the listeners would also certainly love to share their opinions.
Yes. It's very true. I'm opening up the DJ chat now. Please feel free to pop in if you'd like. Right now we are going to, I believe this is December of this year, and we are starting out with Daki Yosetai by Lamp from
their new album.
Mm-mm, this is from their green album. This one
I haven't heard it.
Oh, you're in for a treat. I love this song. Nice save. All right, Daki Yosetai by Lamp. Let's hear it.
Cool. Fui corriendo hacia running together, cause we stole the table. Salt and pepper. This is who I am, not who I was. This is who I am. This is not because I want anything. I don't want much, I just want sugar and honey and dress. Could you meet me outside the party, inside the dream, when it's winter?
Fault.
You just got done listening to Gone Sugaring by Mira. Before that, you're listening
to... I should have guessed. You always got those minute-long songs.
We love her dearly. Love her down.
Who is we?
All right. Before that, you're listening to Outside the Party, Inside the Dream by Cyril. You Deserve This by Men I Trust. Como Siempre Soñé by Javiera Mena. And In a Good Way by Faye Webster. And right now you're listening to the Drive My Car soundtrack by Eiko Ishibashi. Jim O'Rourke also did play on this.
Wow. I'm learning.
You're listening, you're learning.
I'm hearing, growing. I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Movie I haven't seen. But I'm going to see it eventually.
We have 19 listeners right now.
Who is it?